For White House Cybersecurity Coordinator Howard Schmidt, the message for National Cybersecurity Awareness Month is short and to the point.
Stop, think, and connect.
Those three words are the new motto for the Department of Homeland Security's annual effort to make cybersecurity top of mind for more Americans, especially because we've become so dependent on computers and the Internet, according to Greg Schaefer, DHS's Assistant Secretary for Cybersecurity and Communications.
It is no longer just about the efficiencies that we get in communications or the efficiencies that we get in being able to bring collaboration together or those various other pieces of the puzzle. Because for anyone under 30, it's not a question of, well, what, you know, we'd have to go back to doing things the old way if these capabilities were interrupted. For many, this is the way things have always been. And there is no going back to another way of getting things done. And so when you have a conversation with a young person about a show not being on, they don't understand what you're talking about. Shows are always on. When you talk to people about collaboration, those of us who are approaching 50 are thinking about being able to do simulcast or communications among many people with video over the net. And young people are focused on the fact that their communications are over LinkedIn and over Facebook and over other media that simply don't have an analog.
Schaefer addressed an invited audience of government and industry officials gathered at Lockheed Martin's new conference center in Crystal City. In the first, DHS decided to launch Cybersecurity Awareness Month in two cities simultaneously. And that's why the White House's Howard Schmidt was up early to deliver his keynote speech from the public library in Seattle, Washington. Here's some of what he had to say over a digital video feed containing a soundtrack of marginal audio quality.
The time has come to make cybersecurity and safe online practices second nature to America's economic prosperity, national security, because we all depend on it. In the President's National Strategy for Cybersecurity, this hinges on building a digital nation. The goals include ineffective online practices, a cyber-savvy workforce, professional training and certification to empower that workforce, and the education that inspires the cybersecurity innovators of tomorrow.
Back in Crystal City, Chris Painter, cybersecurity chief with the National Security Council, said this month is part of the bigger national effort to boost the nation's cybersecurity.
Cybersecurity is not a destination, but a journey. It's something that we have to pay attention to, not just, you know, for short moments of time. It's not a drive to the grocery store, but it is really a marathon. It's something we need to continue down that road. And we've made real progress in that journey, real progress and real substantial steps in that road over the last year. Greg has hit on many of them. The NCIC, the new incident response plan that was, you know, different than in the past, built with industry from the beginning. So it was the private sector and the government working together, and I think that's really remarkable, and tested together in Cyberstorm 3. We've had far increased international engagement around the globe and far more to come in that area. We've had initiatives dealing with education. Our NICE initiative has been something that I think is a real forward step over the past. And we've had, I think, a closer integration and cooperation among both the U.S. government agencies, and that's no small feat, by the way, getting them together, meeting regularly, building trust, and really collaborating more than I've ever seen in the 20 years that I've been involved in this, and between the private sector and the government sector, both individually with agencies and as a whole. And I think that some of these efforts that you've seen, like Cyberstorm 3, are examples of that cooperation.
NCIC is the National Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Center in Arlington, a classified facility where DHS watches over the Internet to try to head off cyber attacks. Cyberstorm 3 is the recently concluded global cybersecurity exercise run by DHS. In Seattle, DHS Deputy Undersecretary Jane Hall Lute pressed for making cybersecurity as much a part of the Internet experience as clicking a mouse.
I see cyber as the very endoskeleton of modern life. No geographical boundaries and genuinely distributed ownership. To ensure the integrity and fidelity of our information and our identities in cyberspace, Security must be based on a framework in which individual users, industry, and government assume joint responsibility. We can't rely on single-point solutions, and while we must move faster than we have today, we must also build a broad network in which the rules are clear, the validation tools are easy to use, and accountability is enforced.
DHS's Jane Hall Lute speaking to attendees in Crystal City from the Seattle Public Library in Washington State. Find a link to DHS's website for National Cybersecurity Awareness Month on our website, federalnewsradio.com. In Arlington's Crystal City, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.